What is psychism? This is Aratima. In order to fully understand this topic, I would like to look at what Piscean age psychism is versus Aquarian age psychism. Piscean psychism was primarily a horizontal type, with some exceptions. And now that we are in the Aquarian age, since 2012 officially, we need to develop a vertical psychism. It's safe and supports the development of one's soul and in humanity in general. That's what we're called to do. Now, what's the difference? The basic difference between psychism in the Piscean age and the Aquarian age is the perspective of God or Source. In the Piscean age, God was outside of us and we related horizontally to Source, and that caused a horizontal psychism. And I will talk more about that. In the Aquarian age, now we are evolving to find God within. So this is a time where we are being transformed from within. It's a self-empowering phase, and that does not lend itself to the old, more pagan psychic methods and ways. So there's a higher psychism and a lower psychism, and that doesn't relate to having good or bad intentions, although lower psychism can be used for good or bad intentions. The question is, how does higher and lower psychism differ, and which one should you engage in and why? The answer, of course, would be go with the times that we're in and develop a vertical, from the core, wholesome, non-dualistic form of psychic power. In essence, there have always been two types of psychism, although the higher luminous way was very difficult and also strange to our pagan ancestors in the past. And now we are literally pushed into the higher version through the shift in consciousness. After a long period that people weren't psychic, this is becoming more common now. Evolutionary-wise, humanity needed to develop the mind a bit, and we were not really very much into psychism. The general public wasn't, although some people always were. And we had to develop the mind and the will more fully in order to now to get to this current place where psychic abilities are returning in a new way, which is natural and normal now. So the word psychic in itself has always been very attractive. It offers hope in a life of vast moments of helplessness and not knowing. The word has a strong magnetism, just like sexuality has, and there's also a connection, which we can learn later. It's attractive to check and know how events would unfold, to protect oneself, to know what would be a good decision to make. So people always tend to look for psychic help and people who can read and look into the future or check on something in the past. So let's look and first become clear what the psychic realm actually is. So what is it? The psychic plane is a shadow world. It comes into existence in the same way like when the sun shines onto an object and casts a shadow. And this shadow plane is the psychic plane. It comes into existence through your mental light. Your mind in its essence is sattvic. That's a Sanskrit word for luminous and clear. This clear luminosity shines into the density, which is your body, and creates a psychic shadow. So just having a body will cause a shadow. So just like the sun shines onto your body and makes you cast a shadow outside on the street, so does the mind cast a shadow when incarnated. The stronger your shadow is, the more psychic you are. On a side note, of those of you who want to know more about the ego in this context, we can say that the ego is the shadow of the spiritual light, your Atman or Christ self. It is caused not by light shining in the darkness, but by light shining in the light. This causes different graduations of light, a sort of illusory shadow. We often say the ego is an illusory concept or an illusory shadow. It's just a play of light creating us something, the sense of I. So when we speak of clearing the ego, we really mean we are wanting to stop giving the play of light a sense of form. So ego is a shadow thought in the mind. So just a side note. So okay, back to the psychic itself. So we are all psychic, and some are more psychic than others. But we are all differently evolved in our intellectual and spiritual developments, which means more development increases light within the mind and makes the psychic shadow stand out more strongly. And with that, you become more psychic. You have more shadow. More shadow means more magnetism, more shadow realm available to you, more magnetism, more power, more psychism. So if you can stay with me for a moment, as we need to look at the dualistic nature of our world, let's look at the fact that through this dualism, the psychic is born, right? You were born into a body, shadow. As we said earlier, the light hits another object and casts a shadow, which is an area of absence of light. The psychic is an absence of light. It is the world of forms, and it has several dimensions. We will talk about this more in the other MP3s, what dimensions the psychic offers. So being incarnated gives rise to this duality, and with that to light and shadow. In the Vedas, this duality is called Purusha and Prakriti, roughly translated as spirit and matter. But more exactly, Purusha means a latent energy which pervades the universe, and Prakriti means the form capacity of atoms and vibrations. All these atoms and vibrations have the capacity to make forms. So in meditation, for example, for those of you who meditate, we are developing higher psychism. We develop the mind by giving the mind power over matter, Prakriti, through restraining the chaotic movements within matter, within Prakriti, in favor to the silence and the intelligence of the spirit, Purusha. What we do when we meditate, we do this. We actually harness and collect, redirect and bundle back all the scattered energies, pranas, back to our spirit, to source. That's the whole point of meditating, and that's the act of meditating. This creates and develops your soul. And in this way, we engage in the potential that humans have for evolution towards the enlightenment and embodying the divine. So, and we become more psychic in a higher sense through accessing information from the field of living intelligence. So that's what we're looking at. We want to become psychic through allowing the source or God intelligence to flow through us. So we do not retrieve information through pointing our attention towards the shadow plane horizontally and read the shadow forms, which is what lower psychism teaches and practices, because that causes a flowback phenomenon of your life force, which has long-term consequences. And we're going to go into this in the next MP3 as well, what that really is. Right now, we're just going to find out that there are two different psychisms and what the history is. So acquiring psychic powers is not really power unless there is mental power and willpower accompanying it, which does not happen when we join forces with the lower psychic realm, which is what happens when we go down into the lower shadow world. In that case, we go into partnership with the emanating forces of the animal, plant, and mineral kingdom. By engaging with these forces, the human mental power and willpower are compromised, and one is open to manipulations and control from the lower realms, and this causes a lot of problems. In the Vedic language, the lower kingdoms are called hells. As for humans, they are limiting, as they do not serve the laws of human free thinking, free will, beingness, because we've evolved past them. So the main point in this course is to make the effort to develop higher psychism. All our concentration should be upon light, and as your soul evolves, you should always direct awareness upon greater and greater light. In the next MP3s, we will discuss more in detail what not to do before we go into the healthy practices of high psychism and what to do. Thank you.